Modern people tend to equate life with existence. But this isn't how the Bible always used the term life. Frequently, life meant more than existence. After all, we already exist. But then we receive eternal life when we come to faith. And we possess eternal life now. It's not something that will start after we die. We've already begun to live it. So then, what's the difference between everlasting life and eternal existence?
Eternal existence is something that both the righteous and the wicked have, both faithful and unfaithful people have throughout time. The wicked are going to be spend their eternal life in judgment and suffering. The righteous will spend their everlasting existence in fellowship with God. But eternal life has a different connotation from eternal existence. Eternal life is a value term. When Adam was created, God breathed into him the breath of life, which is not only existence. I mean, he had existence as a lifeless body before that, but he entered into a kind of fellowship with God. And life in Scripture is always a value term. Life is the opposite of death. Death is the wages of sin. Life is the gift of God, the grace of God, taking us out of sin and giving us a personal relationship with Him and friendship. And so that's the eternal life that's going to continue. It begins here on earth when a person comes to faith in Christ. Jesus says that those who believe in Him have everlasting life right now. And so as we enter into a relationship with Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior and as our friend, that is eternal life. And we're going to see that grow and expand and deepen throughout all the ages of time. And that's the wonderful promise of the gospel.